This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The lines have been drawn in Washington, D.C., with Republicans asking for more farm in the Farm Bill and Democrats unwilling to budge on shifting funding to farm from food and conservation programs. In late May, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Agriculture completed its markup of the Farm Bill and passed it through committee. What does the pork industry think of the House version of the bill? Scott Hayes is the past president of the National Pork Producers Council, and he says that the House version of the Farm Bill checks a lot of boxes for producers.
Well, we're real excited about the House version. Chairman Thompson did a phenomenal job last year of doing listening posts all over the country. I know he was in Missouri during our state fair and got a large group of producers together, but I know he went to several states and talked to farmers, and he's really put together a comprehensive farm bill package for farmers that I think covers everyone's needs.
Hayes says securing funding for foreign animal disease prevention is a necessity.
I know in the pork industry, we're happy with where we landed on our foreign animal disease preparedness and preparation when we look at funding for market access around the world.
Although the House version of the Farm Bill is now ready to be voted on by the entire House, it's still unclear on when that vote could take place. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Quite a bit of concern in some of the wetter areas about nitrogen leaching and whether there's enough out there to support high-yielding corn, according to BEX's Southeast Iowa agronomist Greg Shepard.
The last couple days I've been getting a lot of questions on just kind of also estimating, what's lost, where is it, what percentage is the big question I'm getting. There's corn out there that's a foot tall already. There's V7, V8 corn out there in the very early planted stuff, to where it's going to be pretty tall to really side dress here pretty quick. I can tell you one of the main things is while everybody feels like it's been a wet spring, there's areas that have had 12 or 14 inches. And of course, I'm thinking like Tama, Newton, some of these flooded areas, whereas they have leached some of the nitrogen and probably have had some loss to that 20 to 30%.
You can find more recommendations in the Practical Farm Research Guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.